This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. We're just a... Yep, thanks, Morgan. It's just a couple days until Christmas. And if you're not in the spirit yet, we have something coming up at 8 o'clock for you that will put you there. Mm-hmm. The Drake High School Carolers are back. This is a yearly visit that we have from them. They're amazing. Amanda and Chip are here. They're the directors of this.
It marks my Christmas every year when they come in.
It does.
Like, okay, the kids are here. It's officially Christmas time.
So they're all up. They're outside in the green room. They're all warming up.
Do we know how many of these kids are returning from past visits?
Oh, do we have some past visit kids?
Has anybody been here before? One?
Oh, only one?
One?
Oh, funny. So a whole new crop, basically.
All right.
She's holding up her fingers. I could only see one with the light, but it's two.
So we'll be hearing from them in the 8 o'clock hour. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Niners will be feasting on the Rams at Levi's Stadium on Saturday night.
Delicious.
If you're headed down, you can feast on what was voted the best fried chicken sandwich in the Bay. Organic Coup is located on the lower concourse in the south end zone.
See you there.
Here's what's happening. So President Trump has been impeached. No trial date set yet. Also, the Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight. If you're into that, you should definitely watch.
It's happening. It's what's going on.
This is like everybody who's all, yeah, impeach him, get him out. Well, you know, watch this, what's happening, so that you know who to pick.
Mm. I'm sure there'll be plenty of talk about it tonight. Omarosa.
Let me give this to you exactly before I get to the story I skipped an hour ago.
Okay.
We have rain on the way for, it looks like, Saturday night into Sunday, lots of it. And then rain next week as well, which also means tons of snow coming.
Mm.
So it's a big travel time, but it's also a great time to go to Tahoe and rip it up.
Yeah.
In advance of the holiday season, Kirkwood and Mount Rose became the first major ski areas in Tahoe to open 100% of their terrain.
Oh, wow.
All open.
Damn.
Top to bottom.
That's great.
Which is great, right. And it looks like there's more snow on the way. And
great to do a ski trip with listeners.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be really fun.
Maybe get Johnny Mosley to go with us.
Does stuff like that still happen around here?
You know, if we all put our minds to it.
All right.
We're trying.
So as I'd been watching the sort of snow totals, it's everywhere from 5 to 10 foot base, depending on where you're going. And a lot of fresh snow headed our way. They're saying it looks like between another foot to 3 feet of new snow over the Christmas week.
It's great.
So
keep it coming. Let it snow.
I only caught the tail end of a report, but it was regarding snow, and authorities were warning people to travel with snacks and water and
chains,
blankets, and don't rely on your GPS.
Oh,
if you don't know where you're going, don't rely on your GPS. Maybe get the written directions.
Just old-fashioned way. You write it down on a piece of paper.
I don't know.
A stop sign after this big gnarled oak tree. It's on the right.
I don't know if it's the last time I went, but we went before the baby was born, so it's been a while since I've been. But we got snowed in at North Star, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there we are stuck, and we're like, whatever, we're stuck. Shine it on, ma'am, we're staying. And then walking in the door, some people go, Vinny. And I'm like, oh, hey, nice to, you know, and they go, we just got in a car accident and then spent the night in the car because we were trapped on the road.
Oh, no.
The thing about Tahoe, which is, Tahoe's amazing. Some of the best skiing and snowboarding that you could ever hope to find. So much terrain and so much to do. But sure, driving in the snow can be a thing, yeah. and you need to prepare yourself for mm-hmm. it. So on the message you just gave, it can be a dream trip or a total drag.
Yep.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself. Bring your chains.
Car snacks. Come on, people.
Right. And better yet, and this is, you know, I don't know your budget, but if you're going to the mountains, I assume you've got some money.
Yeah.
Accessible, pay them and let them put the chains on. Just sit in the car.
Do it.
They're right there. Just pay them. Just they'll do it.
And they
in
know
two
how they know how to do it so fast.
And then those things won't fling off when you're driving down the road, and you'll be like, "Why didn't I pay them to do it?"
What do they want? $30?
Yeah,
40
I was gonna
bucks?
Say 30 to 50 bucks. Maybe
depends on
more,
what's happening.
Yeah,
right.
As you get higher.
Just please do it. It's faster. So much faster.
Oh, so easy. For the first time ever, we've had more digital conversations than face-to-face ones this year.
Oh.
A study found the number of face-to-face conversations we have every day has gone down by about 15% in the past 5 years. And we've replaced it with texts, emails, chat apps, and social media messages.
Mm. I am not surprised to hear that.
The
bulk of my conversating happens right here while I'm mm-hmm. sitting in this chair. Other than that, I'm avoiding people like the plague. They might give me something. Talk maybe to my family.
When I was talking to one of our maybe. Clients last night, Larry, I was saying, you and I talk to each other more than we talk to our spouses. Like, that's the reality of
no,
the Sarah and Vinny show.
100% true.
Is that this little room.
We sit face to face for 5 hours
right.
a day.
Right.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Right. Nobody does.
Nobody.
Well, nobody's job is really to talk anymore, it seems
right.
like, you know? Right.
The study found that we're having fewer face-to-face mm-hmm. conversations in part because we live alone, work remotely, or just have fewer friends to spend time with.
Hmm.
On the flip, in defense of tech, which I'm normally not one to take up, FaceTiming people is a pretty neat thing.
It's mm-hmm. great.
It has brought Maka and Nona into the kids' lives in a way that I never got to have my grandparents
wonderful.
Around, you know?
Right.
You can actually see them. They can see you.
Yep.
And this Facebook portal, which I would never have purchased, but it was gifted to us. Mm-hmm. My mom and that kid sit on that and play games with each other for hours.
Wow.
Like, there's this one that flicks donuts into the air, mm-hmm. and you have to catch them in your mouth. So you are physically moving. And then it shows your face getting fatter as you eat more donuts. And that's how you're winning. And if you walk by the kitchen and see these two doing this.
Oh, that's great.
They're laughing. And I walk by.
That's actually quite lovely.
It is.
It gives you a game to interface with. It's not mm-hmm. just because, man, what's more boring than talking on the phone to your grandmother?
Yeah. How was your day? Right. How was school?
There's a menu of games to play.
Nonstop. Or they put on the filters and then, have a mustache. Oh, look, you have a hat. Mm-hmm. So
it's adorable. At a six-year-old, God, this must be bliss.
There's some upside to it, for sure.
What a fun thing. So that's what again?
Facebook portal, which again, we would never have purchased, but it was gifted to us. And frankly, I would say.
What is it?
How big is it?
It's I would
tablet,
say it's
right?
a screen. It's a screen about this big.
Oh, small TV size.
A little longer than a tablet. Okay. Like a little longer than like this, but longer.
And taller.
And then it also shifts.
Oh.
So it can go vertical or horizontal. And it's on a post.
Oh.
Like a speaker post. So it's a post. Like, imagine my arm.
Yes.
And then here's this picture.
So it rotates on that.
And then it also.
But then it's upright and you can turn it.
You can turn it this way or this way. And then it also follows you around the room. So if I walk
it
in.
It can turn?
The camera is turning, not the screen. So if I walk into the room and I'm over in the corner making some food or whatever, which is usually the case, I'll realize my mom can see me.
Oh,
the camera
God.
Has moved over to see. It's weird.
It's a person in the room with you, basically.
Uh-huh.
She's sitting and she can see who enters and who leaves.
Yes.
And
it's yep.
so awesome.
It is awesome.
So
your
you
brother gave
to
that
be,
to you?
Yes. My Jan bought everyone one. And so we all use them.
That's so both people obviously need to have them.
I think so, unless you can use your phone. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it would be definitely one of those things where I'm sure someone has been caught going, I don't want to talk. And then they realize, oh, the camera's on me.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. You know what I mean?
I was just getting a fly out of my face. I don't want this fly in my face. I just...
91% of senior managers in a recent survey agreed the most companies have loosened their rules in the workplace over the last decade. Here are some things that weren't acceptable 10 years ago but are the norm now.
Okay.
Tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Visible tattoos are completely... Your mom has a tattoo.
She does? I didn't know she got one.
She probably did. You wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't.
Plenty of people are out there. I remember being, this was many years ago, I was at an Oregon Ducks game, and the lady next to me had an armful of tattoos. Uh-huh. Older lady, gray-haired lady, armful of tattoos, and it was just like, wow, the I don't know what you want to say, like the image.
The crazy young person has grown up.
The association with tattoos has changed so much.
Right.
That it doesn't even trip you. Like you.
No, tattoos don't. I mean, unless they're writing on your face. I don't care what tattoo. And, you know, I don't want to see swastikas on you or something. Mm-hmm. But I actually think my girlfriend Ariane has full sleeves, and they are absolutely gorgeous. I find myself just staring at them sometimes. And she's a 50-year-old professional woman.
10 years ago, tattoos weren't acceptable in the workplace. Casual clothes, weird hair colors, non-traditional piercings. That's one that I see now that you really got to have a weird piercing for me to even notice it.
Right.
Because, frankly, I'm just numb
nose
to
ring,
all
who
that,
cares?
Too.
Yeah.
Nose rings, in fact, are normal.
Yeah.
And cute. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women get them, and they're super neat.
Yeah,
they look like a little red dot on your nose or something. Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to numbers of them. Like if your whole face is going to light up a metal detector, then I'm like, whoa. But yeah, a couple things here or there.
If you're going to adorn your face with jewelry, though, then you're to some extent. Like, I wouldn't put a nose ring in. I've got a giant beak. I've got bad skin. Like, the last thing I want
what
is...
What are you talking about? You great
I don't
skin.
Want people going like, what is... Is that just another janky pockmark on that dude's face? Or is that... Oh, it's a nose ring. Very cute, sir. I wouldn't do
pretty.
It.
Pretty. Mm.
But pretty normalized now. And using casual language and emojis in work emails has become normal, which wouldn't have been.
Yeah. Well, we all communicate with those. What I like about emojis, too, is you can give a short answer to someone and then put a little heart or a smiley face after it, and they know, you know, that wasn't just a short, terse answer. Now, happy face. Oh, she's nice.
In a nice way, yeah. Yeah.
Earlier this month, a guy in Riverside was at a holiday party and asked a caricature artist to draw him a picture. A caricature artist.
Okay.
Sorry,
of him. Right, got it.
Once the artist was done with the drawing, the guy grabbed the artist's money bag with about $500 inside and ran off.
Oh, my God.
He left his picture behind, though. So they're now using a caricature of the criminal.
Is he playing tennis? A little tiny body playing tennis with a big fat head?
Or fishing.
That is hilarious.
Now the cops have an exaggerated cartoon drawing of the guy who stole the money.
Do you have it right
Do you
there?
Have it? I was going to print it out.
I don't have it.
I have some. It's loading right now.
The cops say the guy is a black adult male in his early 20s. He's 5'1".
Oh, tiny.
Very tiny. And from the drawing we can see he has a mustache, earring, and red baseball cap.
Oh.
It doesn't say if he's...
Yeah, I want to know what he's doing.
Fishing or bowling.
Surfing,
right.
Roller skating. All kinds of fun things you can do in a caricature.
Boy, our Wi-Fi really leaves a lot
it
to
really
be
does.
Desired. I mean, come on. Oh, here he is. Oh, look at that.
Let's have a look at this. What's he doing, Ben?
He's not doing anything.
Oh. He just only
he's
got
just
the
being.
Face done?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe he was unhappy with the picture. That's why he stole the money. Boy, that is not attractive.
Well, 5'1".
He's got a nose that points right up and then is... And no chin. There's very little chin showing there. Oh. Well, good luck finding them. I hope they do.
Okay. So I have an answer. I was telling you about how we're now getting Costco delivered.
Yes.
And a lot of people wrote in. But I wrote home and asked, what's the deal with that? Instacart. It's $9 a month.
Yeah, I use Instacart.
So you pay $9 a month, and then what? Everything's delivered for free?
But that can also be Nob Hill, Safeway, New Leaf, and CVS, too.
Yeah.
No.
Molly Stone.
Whatever.
Listen, it's totally worth $9 a month to not have to go to Costco twice a month.
The hour that it takes that you lose in Costco having it delivered, it's given me some time back.
It's such a stress thing.
Yeah. I'm very happy with that.
Huh.
Walking in the door yesterday, it was done, and I was like, oh, I'm so happy. I don't have to go.
Hooray.
There's an old adage that says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
New study found that's wrong.
Oh, no, it's not.
They say it should be two apples a day.
Oh, two apples a day.
Two apples a day.
Well, I usually only eat one apple, but I'll have some other piece of fruit or some celery.
Researchers at the University of Reading in England.
Oh.
Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's spelled reading.
Right.
But it's
had people
reading.
Eat two large apples a day for 2 months, and by the end, the average person had lowered their blood pressure, cut their heart attack risk, and reduced their cholesterol by 4%.
Nice. Wow.
It worked for men and women.
Two apples a day.
But for some reason, women saw an even bigger effect. Juice doesn't count, though. It's got to be the apple.
No, yeah. You got to eat the whole thing.
Have you tried the Envy apple yet?
No, I haven't tried the Envy.
It was the one everyone was trying to say was going to be the new big thing. It's not the Honeycrisp. Sorry,
yeah.
Envy.
I love the Honeycrisp.
Nice try.
Yeah. I'll eat any apple, though, as long as it's not mealy. I just like a crisp apple. That's all.
I'm with you. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Is Alan here?
Yes, he's here.
Alan from Bananas at Large. Shame!
We're going to hear Christmas carols in a little bit.
We are.
510 says, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. I said him.
Oh, he was on that list of people who were canceled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I ran through a bunch of them pretty quickly. I don't want to do them all.
Oh, Instacart app delivers for Costco. Vinny can send Sarah an invite and get free delivery and coupon.
Oh.
They deliver booze, too. It's awesome. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm. That wasn't
deliver
from
booze.
My missus. That's...
Because that's what one of the things, main things we go there for.
707. You
nice.
Get your booze delivered now,
well,
too.
You just have to show your ID when they drop it off.
Oh, that makes sense.
We'll take a handle of vodka and a handle of gin and a handle of whiskey.
They might take one look at me and go, oh, that lady needs her vodka.
And we'd like a weekly refill.
Yeah. Can you set it up to do weekly?
I don't know, but I mean, can you really go through that much alcohol in a week?
Not me, especially not in January.
All right. Dryuary.
I think my friend Joe's going to do it with me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Danielle do that?
She used to. I don't think she did it last year.
Oh.
So your husband won't do it with you?
No.
So he'll party right in front of you?
Well, John is much more low-key than I am anyway. But we do have a Friday night. We have a regular Friday night card date. And we'll see how that goes. It's, you know, that is, we are all having some booze. We'll see how that goes.
925 says, the American people have spoken, and we want President Trump to continue. Mark my text. He will get voted in again. Love you guys.
Who's that, my mom? Is that from 239?
It's 925.
Oh. Yeah. Congratulations.
You guys need a single person on this show. More Vaughn on the mic.
Vaughn on the mic.
Hey, Vaughn, do you have a gig tonight?
Oh, no. He says no.
All right. But you'll be doing the cabaret tomorrow night?
No.
All right. Vaughn's got some time off.
Well, he still has to work his second job.
Yeah. He's going to go out in the world and date his ass off.
Good for him. All right. So coming up?
We're going to start. Well, we'll start with the Christmas carols. I have an announcement from Entercom. We'll talk about the Tekashi 6ix9ine thing again and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.